In this sicha, which at the beginning seems to be starting as a discussion on biology, in other words, when a couple are together, which part of the couple, is it the husband or the wife, that causes for a son or a daughter to be born, based on the beginning of this week's parsha, Isha Ki Sazria, and from there we learn that it's when the woman is Mazras, when the woman gives seed first, that it gives into a Zachar, etc., and a whole discussion, Likutei Torah, between an argument in the philosophers who say that it's the woman who activates the man, but it's ultimately the man that gives birth to the, that gives the energy that it should turn into a boy, versus the Alter Rebbe that says that no, it's dafka from the woman that gives it into a boy. So that discussion and the two debates somehow quickly turns into Avodas Hashem, and not only in the way it's discussed in Likutei Torah about Melmaila Lemata, which energy is stronger, the above energy, the lower energy, but it goes on a unbelievable journey to explain one of the most fundamental idea in Chassidus, the most fundamental idea in Yiddishkeit, and that is Dürer B'Tachtonim. And this is a long sicha with lots of layers, and I'm going to focus on one point and the way it really comes out incredibly in this sicha. We know that there is a upside and a downside to a sarusa de la sata and a sarusa de la ela. A sarusa de la sata means awakening from below. In other words, when the human being, when the world activates, that Hashem brings an energy to the world, versus a sarusa de la ela, that Hashem brings the energy first without our sarus. And that connects to, obviously, the time of the year we're in. We're just coming out of Pesach, and Pesach is the time of energy that is a sarusa de la ela, doidi livani loy. The first Hashem shows His love, and then we show our love back, versus Elul, which is Tishrei time, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, that we do the first step. And what does Chassidus explain is the fundamental flaw and upside in each one. When the person does the Avodah first, the upside is that they've earned it. It's not Nahama D'Chisufa, it's not bread of shame. In other words, they've earned it, and they're able to internalize the inspiration that's going to come down. On the other hand, because it's only coming based on inspiration from below, so it could only reach the level that the human being reach. The human being can,
and that's not the highest level of Hashem, Malikalam. So it's internalized, but it's not a high level. On the other hand, when it's a Sarusa de Leila, when it's a first Hashem who does the first step, then the upside is that it's coming from the highest level. The downside is it's because it wasn't earned. First of all, it's shameful, but also it's not able to be downloaded into the human being because they haven't earned it. They haven't made themselves a vessel. Now we're told that when Mashiach comes, it will be Dira B'Tachtein, that Hashem is going to create a home for Himself. In other words, He's going to download Himself in B'Tachteinim into this world, but it's going to be the highest level. And the question you have to ask yourself is, how is that possible? In other words, if the whole point of Galus is that during exile, Ma'aseinu v'Avodaseinu, the way Tanya says it, that all our actions, all what we do during Galus is what earns Mashiach.
Ultimately, what we've been doing in our life over here in this world is simply up to our level. It can't be on a higher level. So how is that possible that we will achieve the level of Atmos? How will we be able to achieve to bring into this world in a pneumistic way, in a way that will be internalized, the level of God that we, till now we've been told, only comes through Sarusa Delayla, only comes when God does the first step, and when God does His energy. And in the words of this week's parasha, the difference between the feminine energy, which is Melamata, the below energy, in other words, it's grounded, and it's internalized, and it's personal, and it's activated, versus the male energy, which is much maybe higher, it's potent, it has in one drop, it has all the potential of the human being, but ultimately it's not downloaded, it's not grasped until it comes into the human being, until it comes into the woman. So the question is, how does our Avoida during this time of Galus, which we're doing in the feminine energy, we're doing it in the Sarusa de la Sata, we're doing it based as much as we can. How does that activate that when Mashiach comes, we're getting a level, not Lefi Erech, not in comparison to the Avoida we did, but on a much higher level? How does that work? Now, if you're going to say that when Mashiach comes, all it's going to be is that Hashem is going to shine a new light that is disproportionate to what we worked for, then ultimately, we didn't earn it. So we're still, it's Nama de Chisuf, it's bread of shame, and ultimately it goes against the whole principle that all the revelations of Mashiach are dependent on what we do now. If it's only correlated that we happen to do what we can in this world, and then Hashem comes and gives a disproportionate energy back to us, but it's just a correlation, it's not causation, then ultimately, what you're telling the Jew is that their Aveda is not actually what brings the revelations of Mashiach, it's just correlation. You did what you can, and now Hashem does his higher level. And therefore, the Rebbe reaches the obvious...
obvious, but the only conclusion, and that is that every single level that will be revealed when Mashiach comes, which is the essence of Hashem Atzmus, is going to be the Avodah of the Jews. But that negates what we just said. We've been talking the whole time that Avodah Samata, that the work that comes from below, can only reach the level that the human being...
that the below is able to reach. So how does this work? So we have two fundamental ideas that we have to work through. And that is, on the one hand, there is a reality where we are Nivroim, we are people down here in this world, and there's a limit how much we can access and how much we can do. There's no question about it. On the other hand, we are Atzmus itself. The entire world, especially Am Yisrael, is Atzmus. So when the Jew activates Avoda and does Avoda, it's not only the Lesata, it's not only Sarus Lesata, that means the below energy, but it's literally Atzmus itself doing the Avoda, and Avoda is coming from Atzmus, and that activates the revelation of Atzmus. In other words, you earned the revelation of Atzmus because you are Atzmus and you did Avoda in Atzmus. But you need both. In other words, ultimately, the day to day, I'm not living in my Atzmus reality. So there is the point of departure, and that is that I'm doing what I can in my grounded level, in my physical level, and that brings Hashem's level only based on what I've done. So in that way, I'm actually doing a dira b'tachtonim in the way I understand tachtonim in my physical reality. But then that activates within me, when I do the Avodah based on my capacity, it activates the part of me that's way beyond my capacity, not even comparable to my capacity, and that's my essence, my Atzmus. And my Atzmus is Hashem's Atzmus. And that reaches the level of Hashem and brings down the revelation of Atzmus. So step one is I do everything I can and I bring that Isarusa de la'ela, de l'fi erech, that's comparison to what I've done. I bring the level of Hashem compared to what I've done. And then within that was always hidden the level of Atzmus, and therefore that can lead also to the level of Atzmus, which is the highest level, which is V'nigla Kved Hashem, the level that's going to be once Mashiach comes. Now, it's very, very deep concepts, and you know, every sikha I would recommend to learn inside, especially the sikha. It's the Ha'aris, the insights on the bottom, the footnotes and the sub-footnotes. There's incredible insight. These are fundamental ideas of Chassidus, fundamental ideas of the way Chassidus sees our role in this world currently and what it causes in the future. But whether you do or don't, hopefully what you can walk out of this little shiur is with this concept, and that is we have to do whatever we can. Isha Mazria Tchilo, we have to be the woman, we have to be the one who literally gives birth to the level of Hashem that we can. But while you're doing that, doing your capacity as a human being, know that there's so much more going on within you. That's not just you bringing a level, a Sarusa Lesata, bringing a Sarusa de Leila comparison to you. You're not Tata. You're not below. There's a part of you that seems, that manifests itself in the physical realm. But ultimately, you're Atzmus. and you are activating Atzmus itself. You are Atzmus, and therefore the revelation that's going to come from Mashiach is coming because of everything you did.